Hey everybody, welcome to the Euro Trash Podcast. It's been a bit, a little wait, right? Everyone excited? No, there's nothing to be fucking excited about. It's going to be a huge letdown. Here's what I got. A few issues. First of all, I was gone for 3 weeks watching my parents' house while they were in the motherland. Visiting my grandparents, my sister got married, my cousin got married. Pretty sure my cousin's in the mob. whole country's poor, but he's got like a BMW, another car, and fancy watches, fancy clothes, and he works at a hotel. So if you couldn't hear it, when I said hotel, I put my fingers up like rabbit ears. Hotel. Yeah, I'm sure that's where he works. I don't know, man. He's looking pretty good. Mob life is real life. Yeah, so they've been gone. It's been cool. I've been hanging out at their house. I went to the dispensary before I went there, so I was just high a lot, which was great. You know, being high up in the mountains. If, you know, there's a lot to be paranoid about, and there's a gun in the house. So, you know, nothing bad could happen from that. That's a great idea. Take a stimulant that makes you paranoid and gives you anxiety. It's great. Luckily, I got some high CBD strains, so it was fun and relaxing and not too much anxiety. So, that was cool. Did get to go shooting a bunch. Had some fucking freak from work tell me he saw me go into my house. Like, what, bitch? At like a meeting, no less. So if you can imagine all of us gathered around at work, like in a circle almost, and everybody kind of talks about what we're going to be, how much work we're doing, blah, 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 stupid shit. And then he gets up and he's like, oh, yeah, and Robert, you live over there. I saw you go into your house over there, blah, 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 right off of blah, blah, blah road. And I was like, this motherfucker's giving away my address? Almost. Like, he know, you can figure out where I live from that, from what he said. I was thinking like, yeah, come on by. I got a Glock, motherfucker. What's up? Like this dumb shit. But anyway, I guess we got a bunch of people dump shit over there. So he was organizing a cleanup. I don't give a shit. Here's the thing about Golden Valley. Of course people dump shit there. And then guess what? People who live in Golden Valley, or don't, drive over there and they shoot the shit out of it. They bring their AKs, their ARs, their 45s in my case, and just blast the shit out of all the bullshit trash that's out there. Couches, mattresses. Oh yeah, we blow that shit the fuck up. It's great. Anyway, on to the real shit. My parents had a great time. My mom was trying to, I don't know what it is with her, but every time she goes back to Croatia, she forgets about all technology. She has no idea. You know, she can't take social cues anymore. So I'm at work and she's trying to like video chat me, trying to Skype me. And I even answer to show her, look, bitch, I'm at work. Like, look around. There's boxes. There's metal shelving. You think this is where I fucking live? In a place with metal shelving and like 80-foot ceilings? You know, you think this is my life? What, the home I've built for myself? Fuck right off. I'm at work. I'm at work, bitch. But she doesn't even realize. She's just like, oh, you want to talk to your grandmother? I said, no, I'm at work. I will Skype you when I get back to the house. She's like, why? Oh, I don't know. Couldn't be because I'm at work. Shit. So that's my mom. A lot of drama happened, of course, because, and people think I exaggerate when I say this, but it's completely true. Wherever there is a Croatian woman, behind every good Croatian woman, I should start off like that. Behind every good Croatian woman is 10 to 15 people she doesn't speak to anymore. This is a fact. And I think this is a fact for Serbian women. Italian women. Let's just throw in Eastern Europe and Italy. We'll just throw that in there. These women, they just don't know how to fucking keep friendships without a grudge like once every 5 years. There's got to be some feud, some bullshit that happened. I remember we were living in New York one time and when I was a little. And one time, we actually didn't even have an apartment. We lived in the basement of an apartment building. And I'm fairly sure that our friends who are Croatian, they're friends from back in from the country, the old country, the motherland, they either were the superintendents of the building or the manager or whatever. Because back then, you know, you had a person who like kind of like managed the building for the person who owned it. I think they might have been the supers. Anyway, they let us live in the basement of this building. And I remember living in the basement. You had a big boiler in one corner. I mean, I don't technically think we're supposed to be all that safe down there. A lot of carbon monoxide, I'm sure. Anywho, I think it was free though. I think we were living there for free. It wasn't bad. I mean, we made it our own. It was basically a big studio, big open place. And we had a bunch of people over. There was wine and stuff. We're all laughing. Next thing we know, the cops show up. Now, this was a big deal because, you know, we had sponsors. We had people who sponsored us to be in the States. However, we were still applying for asylum. So that's the thing. Okay. Can we stop talking about this thing? This thing real quick is immigration right now. I'm a big fan of Mexicans. I'm a big fan of everybody. Want to come in the country, have fun. I don't even care if you're illegal when you show up. Don't care. Some people just need to get the fuck out of where they are. And that's cool. Come on by. You know, and I'm sure some people are criminals that are illegal and come by. I'm sure if I was a criminal, I'd come over illegally. You think I'm going to do fucking something legal all of a sudden? No, it's understandable. But illegal people who are criminals commit crimes. When you catch them committing crime, you get the fuck rid of them. That's it. So I don't see a huge problem with that. What bothers me a little bit is when people are here for like 30, 40 years and they never do anything to get legal. You're telling me with all the Mexicans in the world, you don't know one fucking family who's legal. You don't. Not one. Not one person. I mean, we found the family easily and we're just Croatian. We don't make up that big of a percentage of the United States population. So think about Mexicans who do. Like, you can't find somebody, you don't got a fucking cousin who'll vouch for you with the government. And I understand here's the thing. I've been through the process. I just barely got citizenship after being in the country for like 30 years. So I know all about it. I know that it's a fucking pain in the ass. It's difficult. They'll detain you. They'll separate you. They'll keep you. They'll threaten you with all sorts of shit. They'll handcuff you when you show up just to do fingerprints like they did to me. They do all sorts of shit. So, completely understand. I'm on the side of the immigrant, not the government at all. I think someone commits a crime, you deport them. Other than that, they're working, they're paying their taxes. Who gives a shit if they're legal or not legal? I don't care. Yes, they may be using some tax benefits or something that go to U.S. citizens. But, you know, there's 11 million people who are undocumented. It's a lot of people. So who knows? I don't know what the answer is. You need to completely remake the immigration system. But one thing I do know is that you can't put people in fucking cages. All right. Can you figure out another? Can you just put up solid walls? Maybe a partition? Why a cage? You know, people are going to freak the fuck out about a cage. It's just for us to hold them somewhere. Motherfucker, it's a fucking cage. It's made of metal and there's little squares with negative space in them. Don't fucking do that. They're not animals. Keep them together. Shit. It's just fucking unbelievable that you would put someone in the cage and think it's fine. Oh, yeah, it's fine. They're in the cage. Yeah. No, it's not a zoo. They're people, for sure. They're human. Yeah. Yeah, they have rights. Human rights, yeah. But technically it's a cage. But it's fine. Should be fine. I mean, there's nothing. When I look at the situation, I don't see anything wrong with it. Okay, buddy. Anyway, that's my little rant about that. Back to the story. The friends we had, they were supers. They called cops on us. We were undocumented, looking for asylum, but we had a family who sponsored us. And we almost all got deported just because we were too loud. My mom freaked the fuck out. Now, I see both sides of it. One side, you had everybody over to your house for a friend's, you know, dinner party. You didn't invite them because they're the supers. They helped you out, gave you a place to stay. You didn't invite them over. You should be inviting them over all the time. I mean, they know where you're at. They're going to come over. Why not invite them? My mom just freaked out, and we never spoke to them again. To this day, so much time has passed, I don't even remember them. I don't remember their names. I couldn't even begin to tell you who they are. But whenever I mention this story to my mom, she's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. She, you know what I mean? She denies that they ever exist. And that's a good creation woman. It is. That's somebody that can make you really happy. You know, they can just erase people, you know, like an Etch-a-Sketch. You know, she just shakes the shit out of her fucking own head, her brain, and then these people never existed. It's fucking miraculous. But yeah, so her and my grandmother got into a fight over, you know, they paid to have this thing catered. My sister shows up and eats a yogurt or pate. I don't remember what it is. And it becomes a huge thing. And grandma's like, I'm going to get rid of this house and go into a nursing home. It's just drama. Just trauma. And then they made up a few days later. So who cares? I asked my mom about it. I was like, hey, I heard there's some drama. You and grandma. No, there's nothing. No, there's nothing. She didn't threaten to go to the nursing home. No, nothing. It was happy the whole time. I go, okay. but nothing crazy really happened, apparently. Apparently, it's only when I go do people drop dead. Just the crazy shit. There's a bomb under the car. All sorts of crazy shit happens. But not this time. So that was wild. However, let's get to some local. Not international, but local bullshit. Okay. I'm going to put a disclaimer out there that if you don't want to hear about my opinion about a cat going outside with its owners on a leash, you should go ahead and stop listening now. Just stop. Listen, I'm not judging anybody. I don't hold anything against anybody. I'm not irritated with anyone. You know, just stating my opinion. And if you know that this opinion is going to offend you right now, just peace the fuck out. Stop fucking listening. Okay? It's a free country. If you think what I'm going to say is going to hurt your feelings, then don't listen. And I'm going to give you like 10 seconds. Okay? Starting now. And here we go. Fuck anyone who's bringing a cat to a fucking dog park. The fuck are you thinking? On the leash? There's so many reasons why this is a bad idea. First of all, this is not a party outside for a dog or a cat. It's for people. Second of all, you know that this park has tons of dogs, many times off their leashes to run around. And they're friendly, you know. They get into little spats, but dogs figure shit out. It's fine. Third of all, it is the selfish, most selfish shit you can do is to show up to a party and you're the only ones that bring a fucking cat on a leash, and then you demand that other people stop having fun and now worry about their dog chasing your cat or interacting with your cat. That's some selfish shit. That's all it is. It's just selfish. Fourth of all, it is fucking weird. It is weird. No one's bringing a fucking cat outside to places to the degree that dogs are being brought to places. Okay. Now, I have some neighbors and they walk their two dogs in front of my street and their cat goes with them. And their cat is not on a leash. It just walks beside them. They go for a big family walk. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. And I got much respect to them, but they're doing their right. They're not forcing their cat to go. They're just going for a walk. The cat always just follows them and walks beside them. It's a good fucking cat. He doesn't need a leash. Here's why you shouldn't put a cat on a leash. It's evolution. Okay? It's science. It's how this works. Evolution says dogs chase cats. Cats know this, and they have a few defense mechanisms for it. One is to run. They can run way faster than dogs. They can climb things way better than dogs. And they can jump way better than dogs. Okay? So they got the advantage in getting away. The next thing is that they got claws. And they will claw the shit out of a dog. They'll swat him. Pap, 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 pap. They will. They'll tag him. It's like watching Mayweather. Bap, bap, bap. They will. And it's hilarious. It's great. So they can take care of themselves. Now, what you don't do, and this is all granted, they're not on a leash. Once you put a cat on the leash, you've eliminated most of their defense mechanisms. So now they can't run off. They can't use speed. They can't climb anywhere because they're being restrained. So their only option is to attack. And they don't give a shit who they're attacking. If there's a dog coming near them, the dog doesn't even have to come near them. And they'll start swatting and attacking. And if you're the one that has the leash on them, guess what? You're getting fucking your shit fucked up. It's going to happen. Now, these people who did this, you know, they just weren't thinking, you know, and they wanted to try something out, and they said, maybe it won't be so bad. Maybe this isn't the dumbest fucking idea I ever had. And they tried to do it, and it backfired. So that's it, you know. At that point, you just say, it wasn't a good idea, didn't work out, fuck, let's not do that again, whatever. So that's it. But instead, did they just say that? Did they come to terms with it? Nope. Instead, it was everybody else's fault. And everybody else, you know, is the predator and they're the victim. Come on. And then don't post a picture saying, look what happened. Someone let their dog off the leash. And it's you with all these cuts. And so it makes everyone think that a dog attacked you. And then you find out later, as you scroll and scroll and scroll down these comments, oh, no, it was a cat. It was their cat. Their cat attacked them. Why? You had on a leash. A dog ran towards it. Probably never even touched it. And the cat freaked out. And that's everybody else's fault. Yeah, sounds logical. I mean, sounds great. I mean, it's just the dumbest shit I've ever heard of. So that's that. That's my opinion. You don't have to like it. And you can be mad at me for it. Doesn't matter to me. My life will go on and you'll still be miserable. So whatever. But it's just a dumb idea. And hopefully everyone learned something from it. And by everyone, I mean the two people that brought the cat. All right. So That's what I have to say about that. That's the end of it. I'll never talk about this again unless you ask me or unless you mention this happening or mention cats or leashes or if you get upset, then I'll keep bringing it up. I mean, it's fine. I'm used to it. I'm used to being an asshole and, you know, people getting butthurt about it, but it's just common sense. And if you took a poll, people are going to agree with me, not the other people. So it'll be okay. All right. Enough of that shit. What else we got to talk about? Hey, Kanye West, you know, said slavery is a choice. Okay, how do we say this? He's absolutely wrong, and it's horrible to say that, and he's a shithead, blah, 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 blah. Is he technically right? I mean, he's technically correct about everything's a choice. And so if somebody's enslaving you and the only other option is to die at their hands or your family dies in front of you, I guess that's a choice, but that's not really a choice. It's one of those choices you're not going to make because you're being oppressed to the point of you can't do anything. You just freeze and just are traumatized and oppressed, and your culture is destroyed for years and years and years, 400 years to be exact. So yeah, but God damn it, can he produce fucking albums? God damn it. His newest album was good. I liked it. I liked it a lot. He also produced Kid Sees Ghosts, which is a cool short project with, I never know how to say his name, Kid Cudi? Like cooties. I don't know, but you know who I'm talking about. His new one, Kid Sees Ghosts, so fucking good. The production on it is amazing. Kanye just fucking kills it. The beats are just, forget about it. It's just great. It's a great album. I like these short projects. I liked this short project, and I really liked the project that The Weeknd just did, which was a short, like, 5-song EP, but it was so fucking good from beginning to end. It was great. Selena Gomez, she'd fuck that guy up. She fucking tore his heart into pieces and then fucked the pieces of his heart. And it's like, see, this piece of your heart fucks me better than you do. You're nothing but a bitch. Yeah, she really did a number on that guy. But it created a great EP, which is great. So you guys should check that out. It's amazing. I can't get enough of that shit. That's good. I don't know if anybody actually listens to the Kid Wave or am I the only one, but I love fucking Kid Wave. They had one album and it was good. It was great. It's called, I think the album's called Wanderlust, not Wanderlust, but Wanderlust. And it's fucking great. It just reminds me of like old, indie that I used to listen to when I go skating. Back in the day, it's just great. It's feel good music. Anyway, this will do it for this podcast for this week. So, I'll definitely be recording more of these. I've just been in a fucking slump, been in a cave from being up in Golden Valley on my own high all the time to now I'm actually back in my house. And it's me and my wife's 11 year anniversary. Woo! 11 fucking years. I think it's, I thought it was 12 years, but I guess it was only 11. So everybody I worked at, I told it was 12 years. They're all going to be like, you're an idiot. And I am. 11 years. And I've known her for 2 more. So that's 13 years that we've been together total. It's still fun. Still like her. Still into it. You know? Should we have a kid soon? That's what everybody keeps asking us. Listen, motherfuckers. First of all, if we decide to have kids, we'll have kids. Won't be when you think we should have them. so you can put that up your fucking asshole and fuck yourself stupid with it, because I'm not listening to anybody. Do what I fucking want. The other thing is, maybe we'll just adopt. There's plenty of fucking kids out there. We don't need more kids. Now, the thing that works against that is, obviously, my ethnic background is very into keeping the family name going, the bloodline going. And because there's no other males, I don't have any brothers, it's up to me. So if this fucking goofy-ass last name's going to go anywhere, it's going to be me. Not my sister. She'll probably take her fiancé's name. Well, they're not legally married yet. They had a wedding in Croatia, but it wasn't legal. It was just for the family, so they wouldn't feel left out. Which I wrote the script for, which just turned into me roasting Justin, her fiancé, which is awesome, because I love fucking with people. So that was great. But yeah, when they get married, she'll probably take his name. There was a time when she was like, I'm not taking that man's name. He's going to take my name. And I'd be like, damn, that's legit. Like, can't hate on that. And if he took her name, then technically, if they had kids, it'd keep the cycle going of the Vyacinovich invasion. But I don't know. We'll have to see. All right, guys, that's what I got. I'll see you next time. Peace.